HarperCollins presents The Shadow of Hill Manor by Anne Wynne Clarke. Read by Kristin Atherton. Prologue. April 2007. Something about the woods had felt different that day. Or at least, with the benefit of hindsight, Nathan had convinced himself that must have been the case. The whisper of wind between the trees, the ominous bird call echoing through the branches above their heads. He shuddered as he stared out through the window, now that night had eventually fallen over the spinney. The same veil of darkness which seemed to have enveloped the whole estate in an eerie, menacing cowl. The dark silhouette of Hill Manor loomed like a sentinel above it all. It was still the same place he had grown up, where he and his younger brother had hitherto enjoyed a carefree, unrestricted childhood. But right now, he felt he didn't really know it at all, and he wanted to get as far away as he possibly could. Tomorrow, pictures of their home would be splashed all over the newspapers and television, the name to be forever synonymous with unnatural death and crime of the worst kind. Forever overshadowed by the old house, and the terrible secret thrown up by the same soil supporting its foundations. The Laurels, marketed originally as a modern residential development in a prime suburban location, stood just 4 miles north of Oxford. Constructed in the mid-1970s, it was the epitome of the boxy architecture that was so popular during the decade that taste had somehow bypassed. The settlement commandeered the former grounds of an 18th-century mansion house, the now sadly dilapidated Hill Manor, though sprawling woodland still remained at its periphery. It was close enough to the housing estate for the residents and their children to explore, and particularly popular for those with trail bikes, but the house itself was a no-go area. Much of the high wall surrounding the once grand building had begun to crumble, its tall, rusting gates propped permanently open between worn stone pillars. The huge sash windows were now boarded up, the rafters exposed in many areas, with slates lying smashed on the overgrown terrace beneath. Hill Manor's last inhabitant, Eustace Hill, elderly great-grandson of the original owners, had died alone in the house, penniless and reclusive, over 70 years earlier. Said to have lain undiscovered for weeks, his body had made a meal for rats and visiting foxes, and little of it remained to bury by the time it was found by local police. With no offspring to whom Eustace could leave the house, the place had gradually been reclaimed by nature, and was now home to bats, nesting birds and various rodents. The rotten floorboards were a potential death trap to anyone who might be foolish enough to venture over the threshold. But despite the numerous warning signs hammered into the ground, some of the older local kids would dare one another to enter, particularly around Halloween. Stories of the grisly demise of its former owner stoked their imagination, and the thought that his restless spirit paced the rooms at once thrilled and terrified them. Plans to demolish the building imminently had made it even more of a draw of late, and parents lived in fear of someone having a serious, if not fatal, accident eventually. The Easter holidays were coming to a close, the weather warming nicely towards a promising spring. But after a fortnight of constant bickering and treating their home like a refuse tip, the boys at number 14 had finally pushed their mother to her limits.
"Right, that's it. You're driving me up the bloody wall. Out! Now!"
She jerked the leads from their respective PS3s, holding out a hand for the controllers.
"That's so unfair! What are we supposed to do?"
Nathan sat back, his mouth gaping in indignation.
"Use your imagination! You're kids! Just stay away from the old house unless you want to break your necks!"
She narrowed her eyes in warning, and watched with folded arms as the two boys slouched out of the front door. Then she dusted off her hands and closed it behind them.
"Cow!"
Sulkily, 12-year-old Nathan steered his cobweb-bedecked BMX out of the shed.
"Come on then, moron!"
Daniel followed, sticking up one finger belligerently behind his older brother's back. They wheeled the bicycles out of the cul-de-sac, and Nathan paused for a moment. Daniel puffed out his cheeks.
"Where are we gonna go?"
"Hey, why don't we go up to the manor? It would really piss her off."
Despite feeling like defying his mother,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?